Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch Podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Yeah, still here.
Are you old?
I feel it these days.
Are you aging like these people age and old?
Honestly, yes, I think so.
Oh, no. You were just, in the last podcast, you were 12.
I know. And in this one, I'm 62.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Mm-hmm. Quarantine for several years.
What is this synopsis?
Right. Okay. So today we're talking about Old, which is an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, praise yeah.
and the synopsis is, a vacationing family discovers that the secluded beach where they've been relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day.
Yes. So I am kind of all over the place with M. Night as a filmmaker. Like, I think
okay.
Is
it just me, or are his movies now spoofs of his own movies at this point?
No, because I really liked The Visit. And
but I feel
like, what was the one with James McAvoy where he's got all the personalities in his head?
Oh, I don't know.
Where he's like got buff. It's like the sequel to Unbreakable. I can't remember the name of it, but he's kind of, I mean, he is kind of spoofing himself, but he's also kind of, like, he's obviously a talented filmmaker because
but,
he is
like,
very
it's
good
crazy.
At.
Crazy.
Yes, it he it is. It's like, I honestly think the issue with him is the script stuff, the script stage. It has to be the script stage because when he's, like, with the camera, like, the camera stuff he is doing is good. Like, it is technically proficient.
But he gets all these, like, crazy actors to sign on, maybe because they think it'll just be a hell of a lot of fun. Like, guaranteed, making these movies is fun. And I think what it is that, like, he made a couple good movies back in the day. Now people trust him, give him money. He brings in money because he gets all these great stars in it. But it means that he can do whatever he wants, you know? And,
yeah,
like, and oh boy, he does do that. Yep.
Also, it's like, hey, I got a movie. We're going to do it on a tropical resort. It's going to take 2 months. And people are like, okay, I could live
exactly.
in Hawaii for 2 months and do an M. Night film.
I don't even know if he knows what he's doing is good. But you know what? What baffled me the most about this movie is that there's good actors in it. I've seen these people in other things.
There's a lot
They're
of good,
good
actors in it.
They were not good in this, though. There was like,
okay.
Oh my God, it was so wooden.
I will disagree with some on that. I will agree with others. The ones who I will disagree with mm-hmm. is that I do think Gael Garcia Bernal is good in this.
Yes.
I think Vicky Creeps is not.
No, she's not at all. But I've seen her in other things.
Yeah, and she's incredible in other things.
I think it's the script.
It is. I think it's the script. I do think Thomasin McKenzie and Alex Wolff are both good.
Yeah.
And I like them both a lot, even though I will get to my one huge criticism of the film. And I think Rufus Sewell is good, and I think everybody else is kind of like bit parts that, other than Abby Lee as Crystal, don't
yeah.
really... They're just kind of playing one-note characters who are going to die. So it's very much like, you know, don't rock the boat. The other, like this
yeah.
main family and then the two other famous actors kind of have a little more to do.
Yeah.
But I will say is that all I knew about going into this film is because I talked to you and my mm-hmm. joke was like, I would just simply leave the beach if this was
yeah.
happening. And I'm
they
do,
can't.
They can't. I do like how they have like a convincing reason for that. And they explore
yeah.
all the options, which I
yes.
think is appropriate. And I'm like, okay, good. And I do really like, I think this movie is full of good ideas and then just some real dumb shit at the same time. Is that I like the idea of like the kids rapidly aging and them, those kids being aware that their brains are changing and how it is different. I'm like, that's really cool. I really like that as an idea.
It's incredibly cool. And I also like that they don't have the emotional maturity to like understand what it means. Like when
yes.
the kids are laying in the tent and they're like, I have all these weird feelings and I want like comfort, but they still have, so like they're horny is what it is, but like their child mind doesn't understand that that's what that is, you know? So it's, yeah, I found that fascinating that they were like, yeah, feeling in different ways and everything, but like not having the worldly experience of understanding why or what it means.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool and was such a good mm-hmm. idea. And I was like, oh my God, that's like really makes you think. And I liked the part like as the parents are aging, like when mm-hmm. his eyesight goes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's cool as well, because like he is aware of how quickly he is aging, and that like I thought that was a good idea. The stuff that doesn't really work is the tumor thing at all. I was like, that's not how tumors work. No. Because you're trying to like have it be like kind of realistic in some ways and then completely goofy in other ways, and the tones don't match at all. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Well, this movie, I think there was a whole section where my mouth was just open and my brow was furrowed because I was like, the hell is going on?
yeah, I was
there's
there
one point where so much is happening, and half of it, you're right, is like fascinating and a really cool concept, but then there's like weird stuff, and like the camera is just panning all over the beach, and like literally every corner of the beach has something crazy happening, and my brain was like, I can't keep up with what is happening right now.
At one point it felt like Gael Garcia Bernal as Guy was like just running back and forth on the beach, and every time he went to the like ran to different groups, somebody was either A, dying, had this new medical thing that was happening to them, and it was just chaos. And I do think it was like effective in presenting the chaos, but also I was just like, what the fuck are we doing? Right? Like,
that's the thing.
Half
I was
of
like,
this shit is cool, and half of this shit is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, it was too much, and it was like confusing and overwhelming, and I was like, okay, I need a break. I like just wait. But it was very frantic, you know?
It was. And then they have like these like tiny moments of like some of the dialogue is good and others it's terrible. And I was like, was that the actors just ad-libbing or what?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This movie's pacing was really weird because there were scenes like that where literally there's so much going on that your brain is like overwhelmed with it. Like it's anxiety inducing and not in a fun way. Just like, oh God, what the hell? But then there's other moments where it's like dialogue and you're like, okay, this doesn't need to be here. like what do you even, this dialogue means nothing. Exactly. I'm worried about, well, characters would also go missing for a long period of time while people were just having these long conversations, and you're like, sorry, wasn't someone having a crisis over there? Like, no one cares.
Yeah, what about your children?
Yes,
which I do understand. I did so there's two things here. This is going to be a bit with me with there is that they're young kids, and obviously they age pretty quickly because that's how they like, obviously that would happen with kids. But as they do that, I did like how like the initial shot of like voices are changed, right? And then you see like a little bit of their face, and you're like, that's not a kid's, like just a side profile very briefly at the front of the screen, kind of blurry, and you're like, oh, that's the kid's different now, right? Like when they're talking to like Jaren and his Patricia. I'm like, oh, that's cool, and now the parents don't really recognize them. But the thing that annoyed me before then is that I was like, okay, that's a good way to show us that the kids have aged, right? Or like the part where it's like Trent is like, my bathing suit feels tight, and the mom's like, well, take it off then, right? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay. But then how they show the first image you see of Maddox as Thomasin McKenzie is her fucking ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there are other ways to show that a kid has grown up other than her fucking ass on screen. Also, she's supposed to be like 14?
16.
16?
Yeah, it's still gross. But that's what I found weird is I could not tell how old these kids were supposed to be, because here's this 16-year-old in theory who's acting like a 9-year-old, but it's probably played by like a 24-year-old, and I was extremely uncomfortable.
Okay, so Thomasin McKenzie in real life now is 2021.
Yeah.
So probably 19, 20 when they filmed this.
Yeah.
Alex Wolff is older.
Yeah.
I think he's like 23, 24, maybe even 25.
He was born in 97, November of 97.
Okay. So it's like they're a little too old to play, because like, you and I have seen Alex Wolff and Thomasin McKenzie in other films.
Yes.
So like we were aware of their age. And
yes.
The last time I saw Alex Wolff, he was playing a young adult. So I'm like, this is weird. Also, it's like you didn't, when the first time we see him, he's just standing there. We didn't see his ass.
Yeah.
Is how you showed us that he is aged. We just saw him. And I was just like, that blew my mind. Cause I was just like, everything else about this has been like good and acknowledging, but also let's just show it this. And I did like the point where the mom was like, hey, you should change bikinis.
Yeah.
Right? I have another one. Because now you're like a woman and that's a child's bikini. And I was just like that. I was just like blown away. I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck was that, M. Night? That made no sense.
I liked the kids though. I liked Alex and Thomason because it was so off-putting when they were like these children adults.
Yes, they did. They both did a really good job.
Yes, because they I don't know, that scene when, like, yeah, there's some disconnect that makes you deeply uncomfortable. Almost like when, you know how there's that whole, like, fetish thing where, like, adults pretend to be, like, children and it's, like, just really creepy and gross?
Yes.
It's like that, but, like, you believe that they think that they're the child and they, oh, it's just so creepy. Like, the scene where Thomason's like, why are you looking at me like that? It sounds like a little girl who's scared, but it's this adult and it's horrifying.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with all of that. And I think they're both really good. I do think, like, I'm like, wow, Thomason and Alex have been kept, like, you know, the same actors for like 30 years of these people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think, you know, you look like that as a teenager, but you don't look like that when you're 30. Mm-hmm, so are you going to switch? And I was like, okay, whatever. We're not switching. I really disliked the name for mid-sized sedan.
I thought it was hilarious.
It's such a dumb name. And I mean, like, he's supposed to be this like music star. But mid-sized sedan. I also like the point. It's like, what's your name? Mid-sized sedan. People are like, what? But I was like, okay. His character's kind of there. Just there. That's the character that kind of broke the... me to believe about the cover-up, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
because he's famous?
Because he's famous, other people would know where he went, right? You
I
couldn't
felt
erase
so bad
him
for him.
I did too, because I do like what they do with his character.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like, I'm like, you, his past couldn't be erased. Like, you can't do a cover-up with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because other people would know where he is,
yeah, or at least would try to look for him, you know.
Yeah, like the rest of them, it's like, yeah, I could conceivably see, like, nobody would, like, even though their families would be looking for them, there wouldn't be really real effect. But if somebody famous went missing, then there would be other, more than just the family, it would be like an actual news story and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. I think this movie is kind of wild, but I also was never bored in it.
That's the thing. I came out of this like totally like, oh, like it felt like I had just been on a roller coaster. Like I loved it and I hated it. And this movie's a hell of a lot of fun. You can say that. But there are more twists and turns in this movie. And half of them are like, ooh, nice twist. And others are like, excuse me? Like this movie was twistier than that chick who got all twisty in the cave. Like, also, can we talk about that? That was just so messed up.
It's already healed. It's already healed, broken.
Oh God, it was horrifying.
I mean, that he gets this body horror out with her, and then with the paranoid schizophrenic who gets like a rust cut and then gets killed by tetanus.
Yeah, but like, oh my God, that was actually horrifying when she's like kind of sprinting down the thing and just like breaking her whole body, and oh, ew, it was so creepy.
Yes, what part of me, I was like, I really liked that stuff of the movie, but mm-hmm. then I really disliked the actual ending.
Yeah, though that was an interesting, I mean, the whole movie obviously is about like your life and what you do with it and da 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 da. And I thought all of that was a little bit too heavy handed, but I did think it was interesting that it's kind of like, it brings up the question of, you know, are they like, they are doing a bad thing, obviously, but also are they? And I like that question that was kind of asked, oops, sorry, to the audience.
Yes, I thought it should have ended there.
Yes, I didn't need the whole reveal, whatever. I thought it was really interesting that they were like, a whole bunch of people died, that sucks. But we also figured out maybe a cure to this thing. And I'm like, oh.
Yes, I also really enjoyed that. I think it should have ended there. I don't needed the part where they actually escaped and then gave us like a pseudo happy ending, because I was like,
yeah.
They're a 6-year-old, an 11-year-old, and 50-year-old people's bodies. Like, they're mm-hmm. not.
Well, this
okay.
whole movie made me pretty sad, actually, with like the family. Like, everyone's dying, and it's all about morality. And yeah, honestly, it kind of bummed me out in that sense.
And I think it's effective like that. I mm-hmm. actually really enjoyed that. And I do think, like, since they were doing that, the ending should have also been that. It would fit better, in my opinion. being like that than being like a pseudo happiness. And I liked the question of like, oh, they're doing this to like, they found this beach and then whatever, they're testing medicine. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they can do it instead of having to take a long time. They can do it over a short period of time, but they're also like brutally murdering people. And mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I get what he's commenting on there. This movie isn't subtle in any way.
No, but like, good Lord, I can't with this movie. So I saw it in theaters. Amazing way to see this movie. Because you're a captive audience. You can't even look away. But like, I can't get over how absurd this movie is and how confusing, not in like a I can't follow the story, but in more of like, what the hell? What, huh? You know, like, mm-hmm. It's, oh God, it's so absurd. And like, laugh out loud funny in yes. parts that shouldn't be funny. My favorite of which... Sorry, I'll finish my thought. So it's all of those things, but it also is about like heavy things like morality and like, I don't know.
Racism.
Not wasting your life. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also like psychiatric things versus physical things. And like, I didn't like the portrayal of that. But anyways, but I don't know. It's a whole lot of things. But then there's things like that crazy scene where... Doctor's having a psychological break over here. The Twisted Missus has gone missing. I'm pretty sure someone just fell off a cliff. Oh, the kid's just boned. The one kid thinks that he's going to marry her because it's the love of his life because he's six. And
she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. And then she has the baby. And then the camera looks over here and you look back and the baby has died because, I don't know, they didn't feed it instantly. And, you know, so it's been 9 months since it's been fed. oh my God, my brain. And then later... This is so sad, but like the mom of the baby is sad, the teen mom of the baby is sad and is holding the baby, and Alex Wolff grabs it and you just hear the bones rattle.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really
and
good.
The sand comes out the bottom and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, and also what's happening in that scene, like while she's giving birth, Gael Garcia Bernal is talking to Alex Wolff and he's like, we didn't have a chance to talk about this. You don't know what you've done. He's like just trying to explain to his son what's a six-year-old, but in like a man's body, explaining to what he's happening. He's like, yeah, I didn't tell you this because I didn't think it was necessary for you to know it yet.
Yeah.
I like that. And then it's like all of this, it does a really good job of like when the group chaos is happening, it is effective at making you feel the chaos.
God, because, yes, but almost too much. Like, good Lord, I needed a breather after this movie.
Yes, but it's also like that's what actually would be happening there is that all of these things would be happening at the same time. So
that's
people
true.
Would be fucking panicking the whole time, right? And since the time's so accelerated, of course the birth is going to be super quick. But also it's like it makes sense that the parents would be trying to explain to their child what is happening and also then trying to keep track of their other kid who is then like, hey, by the way, we heard you. Then it's like, she's trying to bring up being like, I heard you and dad fighting. Are you cheating on him at the same time? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, of course, like an 11-year-old would do that. But this is, I'm looking at like a 21-year-old saying this to their parent. And it just doesn't make, it breaks my brain in a little bit.
Yeah.
It'd be like, they would of course pick the wrong time. And then all in all, really enjoyed this film, but it's a lot. And it's kind of like, what the fuck?
I will say it's not like... good per se, but it is yes, you are entertained the whole time or confused, but you know,
it's yes, I don't, it is,
it's a whirlwind too.
It's not good. Most of the actors are good in it, with the exception of Vicky Creeps, who I just don't understand why she was the one that was bad, because she's so good in other stuff. And I was like, maybe you didn't want to be there or whatever. I don't know. It just did not. She had no chemistry with Gael Garcia Bernal, which they're not supposed to have, but then are supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. And I thought generally everybody else was very good. I did think it was funny that M. Night put himself in his movie again as like the voyeur. And I'm like, okay, M. Night, that's funny. I get it. But it's kind of also bad at the same time. And I don't really know. But I enjoyed it, but it's bad. Is
that's
it bad?
The thing. I don't. Yeah, it is. It's horrible, but also it's amazing, and I think everyone should watch it. But don't watch it. I don't know. I will say I came out of this, and I was like, man, there are certain people in my life that I know need to watch this film because they will enjoy it.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this would be a perfect movie to watch with like a group of people that you know like this stuff, because everyone would just be like laughing and being like, there are points where people would be like, okay, pause. what the fuck is happening? Right? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I watched this movie and a couple days later, I talked to my mom on the phone, basically told her everything that happened in this movie because my mind was so blown. And I was like, it is the wildest movie I've seen in a long time. And then, and again, I didn't say if it was good in any of this. I actually kind of implied that it was not good. And then I finished and she was like, man, you should tell your brother to watch that. I was like, yeah, certain people will love this movie.
Jeff should definitely watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he would love it.
This, you know what this movie kind of reminds me of?
What?
It's kind of like Deep Blue Sea, like that level of quality.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
But I love it.
I mean, Deep Blue Sea, this movie at least tries to be a little bit deeper than Deep Blue Sea.
Yes, it is. But it's also, they're kind of still both fun, but they're not good.
Yeah, that's true. Good, bad.
It is also, it's not very spooky. There was never any part.
It's creepy in like an existential crisis kind of way. And also, there's a lot of deaths. So I would still say classifies as Halloween. Also, I haven't seen this movie in months because I saw it when it came out in theaters. But I still see that woman in the cave every night before I go to bed.
Oh, that's because you put a poster on your ceiling of her.
Yes, I love her.
I think she's very good, but I don't like that image of her body mangled in a million different directions.
Nope,
I was like,
horrifying.
No, thank you. This is a good reminder of, Carol and I are both young baby millennials, but as millennials are aging into their late 20s, early 30s, as we both are.
Nope.
It is a good reminder of how you're aging in your body, but you're still trapped in it at the same time. And it's maybe extra sobering for us because we're like, still relatively young, but going mm-hmm. through like the aging into midlife
mm-hmm.
where this movie hits a little harder for us than if it was like old people, I guess, are aware of how they've aged, where you and I are becoming aware of how we've aged.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's we have a morality is scary at
what?
This point for us, but I feel like, yeah, maybe people who are older they've come to acknowledge certain things that we're just starting to acknowledge. Because I think we're also at the age where you start to realize that you're not so young anymore, you know?
Yes, like we're at that. Like I'm 30 and you're 40.
Exactly. I'm 62, like I said. But like, yeah, because I think when you're 20, you could watch this and it would just be fun. Nah, maybe not 20, but 17.
I think you would be like what the kids are like, right? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, okay, but that's not a real thing for me yet.
Yeah, at this age, it's like you wake up and go, oh, my back hurts. Must have slept funny. And then you go, or
my back
maybe
hurts.
My back just hurts, you know?
Maybe my years of slouching have caught up to me.
Yeah, or you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look tired today. And then you're like, oh, no, that's actually just my face now, you know? Whereas like, yeah, I think when you're younger and you don't – actually, I was talking to my mom about this the other day, and she said I'd been doing a lot of cooking lately. And I have. And I was like, honestly, Mom, I'm too old to eat out all the time. Like, I've never been a big fast food person, but, like, I also can't go to restaurants very often anymore because I'm like, oh, it's too heavy, you know? Like, I don't feel good after I eat restaurant food, you know?
Yeah, you gotta, you know, we gotta diet now.
It's not even that. It's just, I just don't want the oil and the weightiness. And
it is a lot of food.
Sauce and, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. And you're like, oh, boy. It's a, and it, I think that's why this movie is a partly effective for me because. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's everybody. It will be the same thing for everybody. But I do think it is, at least for us, specific to like our specific age.
Well, and also, honestly, it's like the kids watching their parents age like this was really hard, too. And I think that was like when the family's all together kind of at the end, it is heartbreaking because it's, yeah, your parents age and there's nothing you can do about it. And like I very much tried to not think about any of that while I was watching this movie. But the person that I was watching with it, that was all they could think about. So it's,
yeah
it's
the inevitable death of your parents when you're sitting on a beach with them.
Well, exactly, as they've aged rapidly and can't see or hear you.
I mean, but that the movie poses a lot of questions, and that's why I wish the ending was better, because I think it's better to leave it bittersweet of being like, man, this is a, like, this felt to me like a Twilight Zone episode extended out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should have just, I don't need the Hallmarky ending. I know mm-hmm. it's based off of a graphic novel, and I do wonder if he changed the ending or not. It feels to me like the ending was changed for the movie, but I could be wrong on that. I'm not gonna look it up. I'm just gonna believe that.
I can tell you how it ends.
How does it end?
The book ends with the baby born on the beach, now grown, alone, and building a sandcastle.
See, that's bleak. Better. Oh, the baby lives?
I guess. I don't know.
I understand why they changed it for the movie, because then, you know, there's like, you need like four more actors for a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be like baby, toddler, young child, teenager, adult, right? Like, well, that's a lot of...
It was an effective twist to have the baby born, and then in the midst of all the explaining what this means and how this happened, it dies. Like, it was so shocking that I think that did... I hated it, but it also did work. But, yeah, man, the baby just... Apparently, there's no twist at the end of the graphic novel. It's just bleak.
That's how it should be. I think mm-hmm. a bleak ending is better. Like, and obviously it's easier to do this than actually make the film, but it's like the ending should have been, is like, you see the kids building the sandcastle as adults, and then camera slowly goes up to where M. Night is, mm-hmm. and then he sees them like collapse on the beach, and then he leaves, right? And then we get the shot of them explaining what they're doing, and then the movie just ends with like the next people arriving. And I think that would have been like a perfect ending for how I felt, the tone I got from the film, but that's just me. Instead of being like, they've escaped and now this company that has done a lot of good but is also evil and vile and is killing people, we're going to take them down by just handing a book to a cop on vacation.
Man, the script was so bad, the more that I think about it. Like, there were just scenes that didn't make sense either, because you know, at the beginning when the kids like find the stuff and they yell to like the mom, like, oh, there's stuff on the beach.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, what's going on? And the mom's like, oh, it looks like some hotel people. Da da da. I'm like, Dad, you've heard the whole conversation. You know just as much information as the mom. Why are you asking this? Like, it makes no sense. And the mom was explaining stuff that hadn't actually been explained to her. It's just bad.
It's bad.
I love it. You should watch it, though.
Yes, people should watch this film. Where can people find you?
You can find me at CarolynDunk93 on all the platforms. And where can they find you?
At James Willicks everywhere except for Twitter, where the O is a zero. And you can find this podcast in all places. And you can send us an email at letswatchpod@gmail.com. And we haven't decided what we're doing next, but they probably won't be spooky unless Candyman becomes available for cheap. So I don't know. We'll just think of something and then they'll come out. I haven't really thought about it that much.